Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our December meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. I want to wish everybody happy holidays. I'm sure this isn't where you want to be spending your time, but here you are and here we are. So we'll go through this as quickly as we can. Meeting will now come to order. Can we have a roll call, Madam Secretary?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here.
Mr. Weatherholt?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones called and said he would not be able to make it today.
Okay. Here.
You want to excuse him?
All right. Well, a motion to excuse Mr. Jones.
So moved.
Okay.
Motion Mr. Harrington. Second Mr. Weatherholt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Has everybody had a chance to read the very long minutes from last meeting? Any additions or corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion from Mr. Harrington to approve. Second from Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication? Okay. Do we have any announcements, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Madam Chair. We do have several cases that are in compliance, both on the agenda that are and not reflected on the agenda. So
okay.
If you'd like me to go ahead,
yes,
and read,
please,
all of those. We'll start with number one, CEB 0817-100 for 205 Fremont was compliance December 11th. And on page three, number five, CEB 0917-115 for 118 Emmett Street, compliance December 7th, 2017. Number seven, CEB 0917-116 for 363 Jefferson Street, compliance December 6th, 2017. On page four, number 11, CEB 1117-143 for 230 South Franklin Street, compliance December 5th. Page 5, number 13, CEB 1117-146 for 879 Magnolia Avenue, compliance December 4th. Number 15, CEB 1117-148 for 537 Dr. Mary Anderson Boulevard, compliance November 10th. Number 16, case number CEB 1117-149 for 130 South Peninsula Drive, compliance November 13th. Page 6, number 18, CEB 1117-156 for 625 Holmes Avenue, compliance December 7th. Number 19, CEB 1117-157 for 810 Mason Avenue, a.k.a. 121 Cancun Lane, a mobile home, compliance November 10th. Page 7. Number 27, case number CEB 1117-161 for 1033 Thunderbird Drive, compliance December 7th. On page 8, number 31, CEB 1217-164 for 600 Harvey Avenue, compliance December 8th. I believe, unless staff has any other ones that they haven't given me, I believe that's all. Yes, ma'am.
Right, that's good news. I like to see all these compliant cases.
Number 5, 118 Emmett is compliant.
Okay.
December 7th.
Okay, would the code officers come forward and be sworn in, please?
Yeah, one is missing.
Hmm? All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We'll be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any police officers that want to testify that need to get back on the street or to their assignments, we'll hear from them first. When your case is... are there?
No.
No? Okay.
No, there aren't.
When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the mic. The book hears from the code officers first, and then you all will be given an opportunity to respond, and please direct all responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedures. If we run late, we seem to have a lot of compliance, which is great, but if it looks like it's going to go past 11 o'clock, we'll take a break at 10:45, and then those people that are here that actually showed up for their cases, if you'll come up and talk to Ms. Hampton, we'll get you out of here first after that, if we haven't called your case. All right. Now, we wanted to look at, is it case number 14, Mr. Jackson? We're taking this one out of order. Case number 14.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, that is on page 5. Okay. Do we need to have someone come forward?
Madam Chair, not necessarily. I know the respondent is here. You may want to still announce it as we normally would.
Okay.
I'll announce it. It's case number 5, which is CEB 1117-148-456. I'm sorry, 147 through 456.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that. Right?
Come forward. We'll yeah, all right. Here we'll go. Let me just read this into the record. Okay, we're going to consider case number 14 first, CEB 11-17-147, 456 North Martin Luther King Land Trust. Is the respondent present?
The respondent is present.
Okay.
I expect to respond on what I will be speaking to the board about. This Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city of Daytona Beach. The respondent had made contact with the office. Something that the inspector didn't realize at the time when this was cited was that there had been a change of hands, which would have required us to new notice and another opportunity to comply.
Okay.
And because of that, the city is asking for this to be dismissed. I know we went a step beyond what we could ask for, just a simple withdrawal, so we're coming to the board to ask to dismiss it because of the due process issue.
I move for dismissal of the case.
Second.
All right. We have a motion for Mr. Harrington and a second for Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And this was just something we're asking to do to get the response out again and confirm with the board that was okay.
Okay. All right, so let's move to the first lien review. LR1, CEB 05-17-51, Jackson Family Trust. The new owner, ACL Realty, LLC. Respondents present. Come forward, please, and be sworn in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Carlos Lira.
Sorry, last name for me.
L-I-R-A.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is truthful, the truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to hear from our staff first, and then we'll get right to you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a lien review. The person that's before you now was not the owner of the property at the time that the violations arose. They were a subsequent purchaser who improved the property. The inspectors, Jerry Sanders and Mr. Sanders, reports that it's probably, I don't know if it's always fair to say, the best property on the block, but that he did a super job. It looks great.
Great.
The position
wow.
of the... It's believable. He indicates that he spent $28,000 in improvements. It's believable that he spent that amount to the city. The city is recommending that we reduce this to a reduction down to 10%, which would be $15,000.
$1,500.
Would be $1,500. Thank you for the correction. Which would be $1,500, and that would be, of course. That's all for the administrative costs and the various visitations to the property.
Okay. Any comments from the board or questions from staff?
The tax receipt is dismissed because it's family owned or residence.
Well, these, I'm not sure. I'll ask the inspector. I guess at this point it was supposed to be renovated, but.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jerry Sanders, City of Daytona Beach Neighborhood Services Code Enforcement. My credentials are on file. We originally, the BTR you're speaking of, they were renting the house out. Okay, so that's null and void at this point. He took the property over, and he has no intentions of renting it, so that's not an issue at this time.
Okay. Mr. Lira, would you like to say anything? I want to thank you for doing all that to one of our houses in Daytona Beach. We appreciate that.
Thanking the community, you know. We are trying to improve, you know, the neighborhood. And
good job.
You know, we did, I guess, a good job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just
okay. Okay. Good. Thank you for coming. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of lien to $1,500, subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Oh, boy, Mr. Harrington, I can tell his cold's taken over already. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. So just see Mrs. Hampton at some point. She'll tell you what you need to do. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. Where are we going to go here? We're going to go to the continued cases, the hearing of cases. Case number one is in compliance. Case number two, we'll hear now, CEB11-15-58. Daytona Beach Condo Club Association. Respondents present. We're here for a progress report. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Bill Turcotte, AAT Restoration Group. I'm the general contractor for the owners.
Steve Merton, I'm the Condo Association President, address 9451 Telfer Run, Orlando.
Good morning. Can you look through your radiance, please? You sound the swear or affirm that the testimony about the right is the truth, and truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God. Can I bring this up to you?
Sure. Well, do you want to see it first? Okay.
That's our last planning schedule.
Okay.
They're the same.
They're the same, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Right now, all the work has been completed. The structural repairs in the parking garages are done. We are on the last three drops of the east elevation, and we're anticipating 100% completion by the end of January.
Wow. I just want to say thank you. This is the way it's supposed to work. I know that you spent lots of money.
Yeah.
To redo this. You did it right. You showed up here every time. We were willing to give you the time, and we appreciate everything that you've done. So thank you very much. So is it time to set a compliance date?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
We have the compliance date for the February meeting is January 30th.
So we don't even need to do that then?
Well, you do need an order for that, but I was just letting you know that
okay. Do you want it to be the end of February or January?
No, we'll be done by the end of January.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So the board, the chair will entertain a motion for the respondent to come into compliance by the January cutoff date or be returned to the board for a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Sure move.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz.
The cutoff date is the
The 3rd. Oh, okay, the February cutoff date.
The cutoff date is the 3rd.
Because it is January 31st.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, January 31st.
February cutoff date.
February cutoff date. Sorry.
It's January 31st.
Yeah, because we're estimating completion January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a couple rain days or something like
yeah,
that,
that's
put
fine.
It back.
So
the meeting is not till the 8th.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Fine. Let's
good.
Get some crazy.
So what's the date?
Of course, we get the inspector.
All right. So the date as amended is January 31st. January
28th? No,
2018. 31st.
January 31st,
2018. January 31st, 2018. Okay. I don't have the calendar in front of me for the year. Okay, thank you. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Weatherholtz made the motion. Second? Mrs. Himes, the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Thank you. See you then. That's great.
Thank you all for your professional.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to case number 3, CEV09-17-113, Uzair Suja. Mr. Suja here? Okay, please come forward and be sworn in. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Shabazz Suja, resident of 778 Bay Creek Circle, Winter Springs.
What is your address, sir?
778 Bear Creek Circle, Winter Springs, Florida, 32708.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we'll hear from Code first, and then we'll hear from you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this property is before you for imposition of a fine. And if I can remind the board, these are properties on the same parcel, the 116 Emmett Street, the 118 Emmett Unit 3, and the 118 Emmett, which is properties 3, 4, and 5. And I say that just because it's relevant to what the inspector is asking me to inform the board. As was previously announced, the property at 118 Emmett is in compliance. The property that's before you right now, which is the property at 116 Emmett Street, is not in compliance. However, the inspector reports that he feels that the respondent has been working in good faith on getting this. That he's made good progress on both number 3 and number 4, but they are currently in non-compliance, so he's asking for next cutoff for the properties to be brought into compliance. So specifically on number 3, which is 116 Emmett Street, the request of the city is that we give them until next cutoff to come into compliance. So that'd be an amendment to the next cutoff.
Number 3 and number 4 have the same address.
It would be the same request for number 4. I guess we just hadn't called it or made them consolidated.
Okay. Can the officer tell us on the list of items here what has been done?
Yes, the officer is Jerome McCoy, and I'd ask Mr. McCoy to come in.
Okay.
He's fine.
Good morning, Jerome McCoy.
Good morning.
Code inspector. My condition.
Or maybe I could just ask you, are the high weeds gone?
The high weeds, some of them are gone. But
some?
Yes. The windows, it's paint. On one of the pictures, you can see where he started the paint, and he didn't quite, finish the paint job. So, and some of the rotted wood that's around the property, which is the exterior structures, is being removed and replaced as well.
The stairs and the handrails and the guardrails have been replaced. The
handrails, yes, they've been replaced. They also need some paint.
New screens in.
Screens are there, yes.
Okay. The plumbing?
That's some of the issues that still need to be corrected with the fixtures on there in the bathtub. And
the electrical?
The electrical, that needs to be addressed.
Smoke alarms?
Smoke alarms are there, yes.
Are in. Now, there's no one living in these places.
The apartment 3, yes, someone is living.
This unit with the
yes.
broken plumbing and the broken electric systems and the smoke alarm, there's people living in those conditions?
It's not broken. It's just not the workmanship on it, on the plumbing. The fixtures is on the bathtub. They're not to my satisfaction.
Okay, I understand.
The electrical, we have some exposed wiring, and that needs to be addressed. One of the pictures will show the connection to the hot water heater. It has some burn marks on there.
Is that a hazard to somebody if they would touch that wire?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All the questions I have.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead.
My concern is the not last time that we
that he said that he would have all three in compliance by 12-6.
Yes, he did. However, like I said, when he had to wait on the rental inspection because he applied for the rental license, and I had to do the rental inspection. So during my rental inspection, that's when I brought into compliance the 118. Then everything was taken care of. However, the other two units, they're not in compliance, and with the rental. With the rental license, all of the properties has to come into compliance for them to be issued that rental license.
May I ask who's doing the work?
Pardon me?
Who's doing the work?
I don't have any documentation for the plumbing work or the roof. The roof that has to be done. I've reached out to him and told him that I need, some invoices or documentation where this work is being done.
But I know what you need, since this is not his property, he's not the owner.
He is listed as the owner.
He is listed as the owner?
I think he was standing in.
For the 116?
We're going to let him testify and answer that.
Okay.
All right, let's get Mr. Suja, would you come up? I think we have some questions for you.
Yes.
Good morning.
I am really confused because most of these issues that have been discussed have actually been completed.
Let's answer the first question.
Okay.
You are the owner of 116 Emmett Street, correct?
I am joint owner, correct.
Joint owner.
Correct.
Okay.
And your name is on the deed or title?
Yeah, my name is Shabazz Suja.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And do you reside there?
No, I do not.
Yeah, if I'm not, I think I'm correct. If you do not reside there and it's for rent, correct?
Yes, sir.
I think you have to have a licensed contractor.
I do, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Called Murphy Instructions.
Yeah. We're jumping to conclusions here.
Yes. And once again, there are pictures in there which are outdated. There was a rental inspection taking place on the 7th of December, which was last week. All of those that are cited here have been done. As of yesterday, every single thing on the rental inspection that took place had been completed.
Okay.
Last night, I did send the officer pictures of before and after. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm 100% compliant.
So
that email, sir, with the before and after pictures I sent you.
Are you saying that you had a licensed contractor do the electrical, the plumbing, and the roofing?
Yes, there's a permit being called and a permit passed.
Okay.
He knows of that. Yes, ma'am. There's no plumbing. I'm just saying there's plumbing. There was an electrical thing. He actually inspected that on the 7th of December, and he passed the inspection. This is the failed inspection sheet, so you can look at what's on here. Apartment 3 says the only thing that needs to be done is windows to be worked, and we've done that right now. Apartment 1 says interior wall needs to be rectified, and I've sent him pictures of before and after last night. Apartment 4 has no violations.
Okay.
Apartment 3, it says window must be able to open, and okay. I've sent you pictures of that already.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, I just wanted to remind the board that, and the respondent, that what's being represented right now is based on the last inspection of the inspector, and unless he's already done
he's
a re-inspection,
working.
Which I believe hasn't been done or called for, this is the status. So we're not disputing whether he's
right.
done because we haven't been out there. But
right.
he needs to call for a re-inspection,
okay.
allow us the opportunity to go see if he's indeed in compliance, and then we'll be back at the either put him in compliance or come back before the board.
this is what I think, Mr. Suja. I think you're making a good faith effort
Absolutely.
To get this work done.
Yeah, I'm trying my best
so
to
just,
do it.
Yeah,
we've had actually three inspections.
Okay.
I've had difficulty with tests
and
allowing me, not allowing me access.
You're not listening.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. So I would be inclined to give you the extra month to get the property reinspected and to get all of the work done. You fixed one of the properties. We have two more that need to be inspected and to go. So that's my opinion. I don't know whether that's the opinion of the rest of the board, but you seem to have, to me, you seem to have made a good faith effort to do what you needed.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get everything done by today, and I tried my best. I did have one particular resident that did not allow me access because in the first inspection, according to he will confirm that, you know, I wrote to him and I tried knocking on the door and he did not allow me access. I think he had a couple of dogs inside or something and he wasn't
okay.
available.
But you'll get it done, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's 100% done.
Okay.
And I've sent pictures.
Okay, that's fine. Just he needs to come out there and look at it.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the 3rd of January 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Herring and Mr. Weatherholtz. Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, if we move right on, you can just stay there, to case number CEB09-17-114. I think the issues are exactly the same and everything's the same.
Yes,
correct?
They are, and much of what was said in reference to both
okay.
properties.
The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the next cutoff date, 1-3-2018, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Harrington made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Thank you very much. We'll see you next month. Good. All right. Case number 5 is in compliance. Case number 6, CEB09-17-117. Mohammed Moeed Chaudhry. Respondent present. Ah. Mr. Suja.
My name is Shabazz Suja, resident of 778 Bay Creek Circle, Winter Springs, Florida, 3270.
Okay. And what is your relation to this person?
He is a relative of mine, and he is not in the state at the moment, so I'm representing and helping him out, trying to make sure that all the violations have been corrected, and as far as I understand, they have been corrected.
Okay, we're going to listen.
Mr. Can I ask him, do you have any documentation that he gave you to handle this?
I do have a documentation. I do not have it with me, but I can forward it to the board.
Okay.
All right, we'll hear from staff, please. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that this property is not in compliance. It did fail a rental inspection. The status of the property at this stage is not sufficient. The recommendation of the request of the inspectors that $100 day fine be imposed to a maximum of $15,000 plus the $250 fee for not having the business tax receipt.
Can you tell me when the inspection failed? Do you have a date for that?
Well, the inspector is Mr. McCoy.
Okay.
Jerome McCoy, total inspector, my defense is on file. This property here, he's not the owner, and I never conducted a rental inspection on it to go inside and out. correction with
okay.
on the attorney.
So there has been no inspection?
No, it has been no inspection
okay.
on the inside of the place. However, I became aware of this case via a citizen complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I when I went out, it has the violations that was on the outside of the property. Yes, the handrail and the windows, and the structure that's in the rear of the house that needed to be corrected. Which some of the work has been done, but I don't know because I've asked for documentation on who was doing the work, but I never received any documentation on whether he had a contractor doing the work or handyman's doing the work. I just don't know that.
Okay.
Is this property occupied?
At the time, it is, yes.
Okay. Mr.
Are these recent pictures? Is that a...
12, 14?
No.
17. Okay. Oh, yeah, I can't. Oh, I see. Up at the little up at the top. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is a...
Yeah, just wait. So you'll get your chance, sir.
This is an up-to-date picture.
Okay, December 6th. Okay.
So you're saying those dates on the bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah, the little, yeah.
Yes, the one, the rear structure, that's the one I was speaking of with. It was corrected, but I don't know who did the work.
Okay.
No, I don't have no documentation on whether it was done by a contractor.
Okay.
So,
okay. All right, Mr. Sujer, what would you like to tell us?
All the work that the code enforcement officer has asked, as far as the external part of the property is concerned, has been done. As far as the violations were cited, everything on the list on the violations has been completed. I had a approximately 2.5-3 weeks ago, I accompanied the code enforcement officer and I said to you what else work needs to be done, and he cited the window over there, which you can see in the picture, needed to be repaired, and the back of the everything else was complying. And these pictures are more than 6 months ago, so they're mm-hmm. not even like 2 months. I don't know
okay.
why he's citing those pictures, but if you see the other pictures where, and again, it's like this,
right,
this picture
true.
Now.
Okay. Yes,
this was
I see
what it
that.
Was like.
Okay.
And that picture, so everything externally, as far as the property is concerned, was completed. I asked him a few days ago, again, is there anything additional that I need to know? And he did say that there was railings, that one of the railings was missing on this side and one of the railings on the other side. And this was yesterday, and I said, those railings were replaced, and then they weren't painted. So I asked him yesterday, and he said to me, oh, they haven't been painted. So I said, they will be painted by 2 or 3 o'clock, and I think. Did you have the opportunity to go and check if they were painted, sir? They were painted, so as far as I'm concerned, everything that was on the violations has been completed.
Have you applied for and received your rental license and your business tax?
Right. We haven't done that because at this moment in time, that property is not rented, it's not leased. It is occupied by somebody, but that person, I have an affidavit from him, and I have an affidavit from the owner, too, that he's not paying me rent. He's a relation of the person who owns the property, and I believe he has signed, because I did discuss this with the code enforcement officer, and he said he would require a letter of some sort from them. And I do have that.
Okay.
But as far as the violations are concerned and the violations that have been cited, each and every single one of those violations has been completed.
Could I ask you that
the
next time you come, if you have letters and you have documents, would you please bring it so we can see it?
I have the letters as far as the occupation.
Oh, okay, fine.
I do have those letters.
Good.
Would you like to see them?
Yes. Yeah, please give it to Ms. Hampton first.
Let me
Actually, if you could give it to the attorney first.
All right, yeah.
That's the letter for the occupant, and that's the letter from the owner.
Madam Chair, I just would say for the inspector that the inspector has informed me that he hasn't received these. He's been told that these exist, but he hasn't seen these documents.
I understand.
And if I could just say one other thing, I think the respondent needs to be reminded that the orders are ordering him to come into compliance by a certain date. The date is December 6th. He talks of trying to make contact yesterday and whether or not the inspector did what he's and checked on the things he's
right.
done just the day before the meeting,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, has been a repeated statement from the prior case as well. But I'll go ahead and pass these along.
Okay. All right, so we're just going to look at those. Are there any questions from the board or comments from the board?
Mr. Jackson, this question is for you. Do these satisfy the city as being, I mean, they're not notarized or... Are they? No.
I don't know what the practice of the inspectors are on what they receive. I believe they typically, if it's an affidavit is a sworn statement.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not sworn, so it's not an affidavit.
It's not evidence. It's persuasive. You can look at it. It's you get a base your decision based upon that evidence alone.
Okay.
I'd like to just add, I did not leave it to the last day. I did more than 2 weeks ago, actually on that date when he inspected the Emmett Street properties, which is the 5th of December, I had asked him, is there any other violation on 346 Jefferson that needs to be done? And he said, I haven't had a chance to go out there to have a look. And I said, as far as I'm concerned, I've done exactly what you've asked me to do. Is there anything else that I need to do? He did not mention any documentation at that particular time. He did not mention anything that else was needed. And I don't leave things at last minute. I did, and I know he's very busy, so I'm not blaming him in any shape or form. But I, with a good, you know, I knew I was coming up to a board, and I knew I was going to be answerable, and I just wanted to make sure everything was done as far as I'm concerned. And he did have a look, and he told me what was wrong on Monday, I think it was. That's when he came back to me, and within 24 hours, the railings was placed. And he came back again and said they haven't been painted and they were painted as well. So, which unfortunately did leave it to the last minute, but that was not the way I designed it.
If the property is not being rented out, do they still need to have the business tax receipt and the inspection, the rental inspection?
If it's not being rented or being held out as a rental,
mm-hmm.
With the intent to rent, then no, that wouldn't be required. We have no evidence of that. We have some letters, as you've seen. One says affidavit that's not notarized, and another, not a person whom I don't know if the inspector's aware of, but I'm personally not. They're not here to swear to you or confirm any of the things that's being said.
Mr. Shula.
And if I could say that the response from the inspector said it's the work isn't satisfactory, it's not complete, and the answers to the whole question of what do I need to do next was still based on more than anything needing a rental inspection or getting that satisfied. And at this point, that matter isn't satisfied as well as anything else that will satisfy the inspector. If you need further testimony from the inspector, that's fine. But the request from the inspector is that a $100 fine, which is recognizing that some work has been done. That's why it's only $100. But that it's just not, at this stage, it's been enough time to get this thing done, and it's not satisfactory.
My question would be, what is the work that's remaining? because there's no work as far as I'm concerned as remaining.
So, all right.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I recall you having a problem getting a person who is residing in your property.
Correct.
Out of the property. Previous property.
Previous in part.
Okay.
This one.
And this individual that's living there now, will he continue to live there free of charge? Or are you planning on...
No, he has given... Subsequently, on that day, he did give us access when the apartment. This is going back.
We don't want to go back to the other case.
Oh. No. Individual that's in your
right now,
home right now.
The relative that's in there.
Okay.
Is a relative?
Correct.
Okay.
And that person is not expected to pay rent?
No. And he's not paying rent. There's no evidence of any kind that they've paid any rent at all.
Okay.
I have a question for Mr. McCoy.
All right. Mr. McCoy, would you come up, please? Mr. Harrington has a question.
Yes. When you visit a property...
Pardon me?
When you visit a property and you leave, is there a piece of paper with the requirements for those things that need to be addressed given to the person each time?
When I do an inspection... I try to reach out to the owner of the property. However, he's acting as a property manager, and I've been in contact with him.
But what I'm saying is, there a written order that's handed to him, so that we don't have to go through this. He says, she says, they say.
Well, isn't the order, I mean, when you originally cite someone,
right.
If those things aren't corrected, the notice of violation is still in effect. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is it possible that I'm not, that if you're going to visit there, you could simply do a new checklist and hand it him
Yeah, but I think the bottom line is the owner or the property have to call for an inspection.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm saying when you visit, if there's still things there, why wouldn't that be recorded somewhere? This is still, because what we're winding up here is constantly somebody saying, he didn't tell me that, I didn't understand, and I'm not saying that that's true. I'm saying, but if, I would think if you would put it in writing, this would be a lot more efficient than going through this he said, she said.
Well, to me, the fact is, as there has been no inspection, there are still, until there is an inspection, we still have to, the testimony is that there's still outstanding violations. The owner is supposed, when there are none left, the owner is supposed to call for an inspection, and that hasn't been done. Is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much
okay.
The fact that he hasn't applied for
right.
The rent license.
Okay, so it's not
good. So it's out of compliance.
Right. So it's out of compliance.
So it's out of compliance.
You're saying because he hasn't applied for a rental license? Is that what you were just
saying?
Is
that the only thing that's out of compliance, is that he hasn't applied for a rental license?
Well, the rental license, the BT and the rental license, yes, that hasn't been applied for. Also, the workmanship, on
right.
The place, and the fact that I can't, he didn't provide me any documentation
right, correct.
Who was doing work. So.
And, okay. So there's still some issues to be cleared up.
Yes.
And I don't know whether the BTR is still an issue. What's your feeling on that? It doesn't seem like that's an issue right now.
Well, I thought we said it wasn't an issue because it's not a rental.
Go ahead.
When he gets the apply for the license and you go out, he will have to show you documentation of all this being completed.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, one more second, Mr. Suja. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You got 1 second.
Once again, I just want to make something very clear. The violations that have been stipulated have all been corrected.
Okay.
I've time and time again invited him and asked him, is there anything else? And things have been added far beyond that was on that list. And because I just wanted to get out of the situation, I said, okay, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do that. Again, I'm asking him, is there anything else? And I asked him on Monday, is there any other violation that has not been done? And the only thing he told me was guardrails, and they were done. So it's not fair to put me in a situation where you're saying something that is out of compliance when I've tried my best to make sure everything is in compliance within what's been asked to do. I've had meetings with him, I've had inspections with him, I've written down exactly what he's asked me to do, and I've done those things. Then he's come back and he added other things as well. But I'm not here to complain. I just want to be in a situation where I want to make you realize that I've diligently attempted to do every single thing you've asked me to do.
We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything further, Mr. Jackson or Mr. McCoy? Are there other violations that aren't noted here?
Yeah, I believe the inspector would like to make note of the other violations.
Okay.
Well, the violations when I spoke to the workmanship of it is that the work needs to be done by a contractor. Again,
you don't have
documentation. That he had a contract to do the work.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments from the board? The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent, effective today, December 14th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Weather, Holt, second, Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right. Case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, CEB 10-17-137, Lori B. McPherson and Peter Santangelo at 142 South Wild Olive. Respondent present. Okay. I don't see anybody here. I mean, nobody came forward. All right, this case was continued, correct, from before. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector in this case is Jerry Sanders. This is before you for imposition of a fine. Mrs. Sanders has had contact with the respondent. The respondent expressed some challenges with surveys or other things that were not a sufficient answer to the status, seeing that this case has been around since July of 2017. The inspector is requesting a fine of $250 per day to a maximum of $10,000. And I tend to Mr. Sanders if you have any further inquiry.
So, okay, Mr. Sanders.
Good morning.
So, good morning. Do you need to, is this the first time up here? This morning? No. Okay. So you haven't had contact with these people?
He did make a phone call and left a message.
That said what?
That he was having problems with the survey, and I checked with permits and license, and he has not applied for anything.
Okay.
To this date. So.
Okay.
Would he need a survey to get the permit?
Yes.
Yeah, he has to have an up-to-date survey in the last 2 years.
This is on premises, no big.
Right away. Okay. Any other comments? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective December 14th, 2017, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion from Mrs. Himes. second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. All right, move on.
Madam Chair, sorry.
I'm sorry. What?
Do that. We have an attorney here who's
Please come forward.
Exactly what I thought.
State your name and address for the record, and what case are we on?
This will be the miscellaneous business.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right.
Thank you, counsel. My name is Attorney Joel Evan Osborne, Sr. I own the Osborne Law Firm at 160 International Parkway, Suite 250, Heathrow, Florida, 32746.
Oh, there it is. All right, so we're doing MB1, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody got that? CEB0217-14, out of order. It's at the end of the... We have one.
Thank you very much.
All right, we will hear from staff first, and then we'll give you a chance to say whatever you'd like.
Madam Chair, actually, in this situation, I don't know if it's really the proper procedure would be to hear from me first. May want to see the opinion from Mr. Sino. In this situation, it seems they're asking for you to reconsider a prior determination of this board, which is really something that a prior lien review, which is something that from a precedent perspective, is something you don't typically do, but he's asking and he would want to explain his reasoning or his purpose for that, and you have to make a decision.
With that, that's
not what it says. Consideration of the response. Did he ask for it back then? That was never heard by the board? Happened in June 8th, so that's it.
There was a lien review that was heard by the board, and the board, I think at that time the recommendations of the city at the lien review was for no reduction. The board voted for no reduction, okay. And that was the outcome of the lien review.
Okay.
And that was on a $15,000 lien that it approved as a result of a parking violation and an imposition of a $1,000 per occurrence fine.
Okay. All right, sir.
And before I separate, I just want to make sure Mr. Sino agrees
well,
that
we're in front of us to reconsider that decision.
Correct. I'm sorry?
We're reconsidering the decision we made.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, so procedurally, I believe that would be proper.
Again, I realize that procedurally you guys don't normally hear a lien review for the second time, so I just want to thank every one of you for hearing me and allowing me to speak on behalf of Sandra Sue Lawrence, who is a resident of the proud state of Texas. I just want to, throw that out there. The reason I'm here today is I've done these code things, quite a bit. And $1,000 a day for parking in the grass is a little bit outrageous. I've done the due diligence on the case, and if you read my letter that I wrote to Anthony Jackson, you can kind of see some of the facts that go on. I'm not here to drag anything back out. $1,000 a day for parking in the grass is not justice. I've seen what you guys usually do. It's usually $50 a day, $50 to $100 a day. This is a lady that has a rental license with the city. What you guys have all been arguing about this whole day and can't get the notice, and this lady has a rental license, and her tenant is, the one that parked in the grass. Parked in the grass. She spent $5,000 to get the to get a new driveway, so her tenant wouldn't get code violations. But my suggestion to the board just would be, if someone has a rental license, then maybe with the city of Daytona Beach, maybe their tenant, if they violate the code, maybe the code violation should run with the tenant, not with the owner
that resides in Texas. Well, that's not part of our purview to make those rules.
Understood. Completely understood.
Okay.
If you do a little bit of research, you'll see why there was a $1,000 a day fine for parking in the grass. My client has no problem. She has been treated unfairly. There's no question. Her property management company took pictures of other places where there were people parking in the grass with no $15,000 fines.
And once again, we're not considering the other cases.
I have spoke with the inspector that did this case, and he is in agreement that $750 should be the appropriate fine. So the city of Daytona Beach, I have talked with, is in agreement that this should be reduced to $750. We are asking you please reduce this to $750. My client is fine with that. I've already spoken with her. I realize that procedurally you don't hear lien reductions for a second time, but in the name of justice, I would ask you to consider this. Read my letter and consider this and apply justice.
All right.
I have a question.
All right. Okay. Let's hear your questions, and then I'll say something. We'll hear from the board members first.
Sir, I think this is a very, very unusual letter. It seems to be offer a lot of information and nothing. One of the things that really bothers me is the statement there that you have information as to what really transpired in terms of this.
100%.
I want to know what it is.
What is the information that the city of Daytona Beach used the city of Daytona Beach Police Department to use this agency, the code enforcement agency, as a vindictive tool? What happened? What really happened was Sandra Suborn. She's in Texas. She has nothing to do with this. The homeowner. What really happened?
She does. She's the homeowner. She has everything to do with it.
But she has an object to even making this part of a record.
I want it answered.
All right. Order right now, please. Or I'm just.
You're implying that something untoward has taken place, and I'm not aware of it. And I made a vote on this, so I want to know what it is you know that I don't know.
Well, all I'm simply saying is what you're receiving right now is a representation of a belief from someone who wasn't present, who wasn't witness.
I absolutely agree with that.
Is there a recommendation, city? How much do they want to find the vote?
The city's recommendation is that the board has made a decision and that we're willing to stand by that. The city acknowledges that the original request at the original proceeding was for $750 for the fine.
What's the base of the total?
It was clearly deliberated. All of the minutes are in this packet to the board on what the board considered. And while $1,000 seems like a substantial amount, and it would be if we were a $250 minimal, $1,000 for Lee Review maximum city, but we're not. We're an enhanced city, so our maximum is $5,000. So $1,000 is a small fraction of what the maximum fine could have been, and ultimately the result was for 15 occurrences was $15,000. But this was fully deliberated by the board and discussed. And so those issues, I don't know where they would have a relevance now, but if that's something that...
They have a serious relevance to me. If evidence was not presented or was distorted or lied, which is the implication here, I want to know what it is.
Let me ask you this. Procedurally, we already heard this. Do we have to vote? And if the board wants to reconsider it, I think they have to make a motion to reconsider it. So if you guys put back on the agenda, doesn't mean you're going to reconsider it. So we need to have a motion to reconsider. Then we can deal. Then we can ask questions in relation.
Okay.
The chair will entertain a motion to reconsider case numbers, the lien review MB1 CEB0217-14 at 301 Golf Boulevard. Is there such a motion? No motion. Now, can I pass the gavel? I'd like to make a motion to reconsider MB-1 CEB0217-14.
And the motion is to reconsider it in terms of a reduction?
Yes, reconsider the lien.
I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
We need a vote. All in favor, say aye. Well, I shouldn't be doing that. Go ahead.
Well, I'll do a roll call vote.
Please.
Mrs. House?
No.
Mr. Weatherholtz?
No.
Mrs. Hines?
No.
Mrs. Kovic?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Case over. Okay. What?
No.
All right. Okay.
No discussion between.
I didn't know what.
No discussion.
Needed me for anything. All right.
Which one
back to where
break.
We were.
Chair.
I don't remember where we were.
Have the gavel again, correct?
Oh, yes, I do. I have the gavel again.
Okay, we left off with, I think, number 9.
Okay. We're on page 4. CEB 11-17-138, Coalition Against Hunger. Is Mr. Thurston here again? He's coming forward. This is number 9 on page 4, CEB 11-17-138.
Hi, Michael Larkins. Yes.
Mr. Larkin, how are you related to the Coalition Against Hunger?
Smiley called me up and asked me.
Who's Smiley?
he's the owner or
okay.
The head of the coalition.
Okay.
And he called me up and said if I could help him maybe cut the grass to make the code violation checked off. And I did. And when I got there, he said that people have been breaking in the house.
All right. Well, before you testify, so yes. You have permission to speak to this
yes.
issue. So you're testifying.
Yeah, he's in Virginia.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
He asked me to show up.
Okay. All right. So we'll hear from staff first, and then I'll give you a chance to
okay.
speak.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that his property remains in noncompliance. The primary issue of noncompliance is that the junk boat remains. The inspector anticipates a discussion about a fence, which is not something that the respondent was cited for, but his communication with the individuals here representing the respondent is intent on talking about an issue regarding a fence. We just want to make it known from the perspective of the staff is that there's no permit that's been pulled for a fence. But that's really an issue that's really beyond
okay.
the case because it's not something we cited. The inspector is requesting that a $250 day fine be imposed to a maximum of $15,000. And he notes that this was first notified for violation back in August of 2017.
Okay. Want to add anything, Mr. Sanders?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
It looks like some work has been done, the mowing or...
I did receive a call. They said they secured the back door and the garage, yeah. And but the boat's still there and they're still...
The boat is still there. Is that on this?
Yes, ma'am. The picture will roll through. If you look to the left of the pictures when it goes, you'll see the junk boat sitting out there.
Okay, I get that, but I don't see that. Am I looking at the right thing? Overgrown lot, bushes and trees.
It's right by exterior painted junk boat.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Larkin, what would you like to tell us?
Basically, I kind of help Smiley out, the owner, if he needs anything that's that Mr. Sanders requests. People jump the fence and break into the house, so we board it up. They break it down. We board it up. We lock it. It's just a big problem. The location's not good. And it's a constant battle to keep the homeless out of the property.
Has Mr. Thurston, has he posted the property, no trespassing
yes,
signs?
Yes, I did. I bought 2 signs at Ace Hardware, and I put them up on the fence. They're still there now.
Did you tell the police?
The police have been there about three
okay.
or four times, yeah.
They've been there numerous times. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of signs. There must be four or five signs. But it's a constant problem. It's just a bad location.
And no one's in? It's an unoccupied structure?
No. We just boarded up the doors Sunday, and there's no way unless they get a crowbar to get them in.
Okay.
Yeah. Has the police department, has it been secured?
We chained up the front gates.
All right, come up and testify, please.
Yes,
the last time I was there, Officer Jesper, Daytona Beach Police Department, the last time I was on scene, it was not secure, but I haven't been out there in a little while. I know he just stated that they secured the doors, so I'd have to go check, or maybe Mr. Sanders can let you know.
Okay.
I have pictures.
Now, the Coalition Against Hunger, are they still feeding people out of
there? Oh, sure, yeah.
But there, at that property?
No,
not at that property.
I'm
so
not
this
at this house. It looks like a Munster's mansion or something. I don't know.
So, yeah. What's the intent? What is the intent for this property?
Are you?
What's your intent?
I don't know.
He's really just a...
I'm a landscaper.
A landscaper. Yeah. So what we're getting is no one from... No one that really has responsibility for this property here. And they're not taking care of the things they need to take care of. So it seems pretty straightforward to me. Yes?
I mean, I'm aware of Mr. Thurston and the property. I know that what his intentions are.
What are his intentions with that property?
Well, is it to the best of my knowledge, his intentions were to open this up, get it prepared, tear down the garage, move the boat, and open up this for homeless.
Okay. Well, that's a long time from now, and it needs permits and all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to just... The chair will just make a motion. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective today, December 14th, 2017, and continue until appliances achieves or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mrs. Himes. Is there a second? No second? Motion's going to fail. Fails for lack of a second. Would someone else like to make a motion? I'd like to have a discussion before another. What is the issue right here that you're seeing that this you're not accepting this motion or you want to change it? I want to know.
I think that the little knowledge that I have, I'll share with it. I know Mr. Thurston. Known him for a long time. And his hopes were, you know, in the years, and then there was a legal battle of the rightful owner. And I, using the ugly word, assume that Mr. Thurston has gained possession of it. And this has been recently. So... it needs to be in compliance. There's no doubt about it.
But already there was a compliance, correct?
It is out of non-compliance.
Right.
Just being with what little knowledge that I have, and I'm pretty much a proponent of getting everything accomplished in the neighborhood, because what people don't realize, code enforcement, the main reason for code enforcement is... safety is one of the biggest issues of the public, and then the next thing that most people don't realize is it's the value of the property that's surrounding it. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most important issues. So if we could, I would suggest...
Would you craft a motion?
Fine. I would recommend a motion of $100 a day up to the maximum of $10,000.
Okay. I think it's 15, but
for 15,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor for Mr. Weatherholtz
to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Nay. Let's have a roll call.
Mrs. House?
Aye.
Mr. Weatherholtz?
Aye.
Mrs. Hines?
No.
Mr. Harrington?
Yay.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Mrs. Cundy?
Nay. No.
Not to 3-2.
It passes 3-2. Okay. So it's the $100 a day up to 15K. Okay. All right. Let's move on to case number 10, CEB 11-17-142, Nell 4 LLC at 713 Cedar Street. Respondent present?
Hello.
All right. Good morning. Please state your name and address for the record.
Eric Spivey, 9907 8th Street in Gotha, Florida, 34734, and I am the registered agent for the owner.
Okay. Thank you.
Please, sir.
Please
only swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide
is true
and will
be
truth.
I do.
All right. Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He's asking for $150 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000 plus a $250 fee for no rental license. I will tend to Mr. McCoy to answer any factual questions you have.
You're recommending, what is your recommendation?
$150 per day to a maximum of $15,000 plus okay. $250 administrative fee
okay.
for the no BTL.
Okay. All right, Mr. McCoy.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you like to tell us?
I did get a chance to speak with Mr. Spivey.
Okay.
And he sent me, he said he had some issues with the tenant that he couldn't get inside to do the work. So as far as the outside of the property, I can see some of the work has been done on the
mm-hmm.
outside, but I can't get in to do the inspection on the inside of the property. He has had a rental inspection which failed, and that was previous to this last month. And the fact that I couldn't, right after the last meeting, you know, that's when he sent me the email saying that he had a problem with the tenant or a dog or something.
He actually said that at the last meeting.
With a dog?
Yeah, well, with tenants that he had problems.
Right, but.
Yeah.
Well, when he reached out to me this time, he said something about a dog
mm-hmm.
that was aggressive and he couldn't, you know, do anything.
Okay.
I will let him explain
okay.
that.
All right, Mr. Spivey.
I'll make this as brief as possible
okay.
for you so you guys can get done. Just a brief update. I did meet with him a week prior to your meeting last month.
Right.
Mr. McCoy and his supervisor. At that time, he noticed the work had been done. We installed smoke detectors, which quick reminder, the tenant admitted to Mr. McCoy that he disabled. When we were doing that inspection, we noticed two large dogs that were acting aggressively, so much so that every time we had to go into a room, we had to relocate. The one time I even stepped outside so he could relocate the dogs. After that inspection with Mr. McCoy, I checked the lease. He wasn't allowed to have dogs. After your meeting last month, I'm in town about once a week,
mm-hmm.
I posted a 7-day notice of noncompliance.
Okay.
As I was posting that notice, the tenant opened the door. One of the two dogs was not on a leash and ran out of the home. I thought I was going to be bitten. I did not get bitten. I think it's because I froze and jumped on me and was barking aggressively towards me. The second dog was on a leash. I guess he was just letting them outside. I notified Mr. McCoy that, in my opinion, I didn't think it was safe for him to go anymore. It certainly wasn't safe for me to go anymore or any contractors. He didn't comply with the 7-day notice of noncompliance, which listed the removal of the two dogs, also repairing the smoke detector that he admitted he disabled. So we have filed an eviction complaint against him. I have a copy of it that I'd like to, you know, show you. And we're not. This is not a delay tactic. If you remember last month, I had another case before you, and I worked with Inspector Jones, and that has been in full compliance as of last week.
Okay.
We respect your process, the rental inspection program. We got our first rental inspection license with Mr. Jones at the other property that I was before you last month. And we want to get this home in compliance. But unfortunately, we just don't feel it's safe. It's not that the dogs are present. I was actually, the dog jumped on me.
I get it.
So
is
that's
that
our,
filed?
We would, yeah.
Has that been
yes.
filed?
Yes.
That's filed.
Do you have a court date?
The tenant did file a response. We don't have a court date yet. But it, so we did not get a default judgment. He filed a response. It doesn't have a court date as of today. What my request would be, the tenant's lease ends in June. I would request that it be continued until July or when the tenant moves out, with our guarantees that it will not be re-rented prior to us getting the business, the rental inspection license issued to us. And if he's out sooner than that, I will certainly get it done very quickly. But if he's not, our hands are tied.
Have you currently received your RTL?
BPR? We applied for it, Ms. House, and for it to be issued, it requires the final passing of the inspection, which requires interior access. So it has been applied for. We successfully applied and had it issued for the other property I was before you last month for.
Okay, I'm very concerned about the dogs and people getting in there to inspect and people getting in there to do the work. No one needs to get harmed. I think that Mr. Spivey has filed a case. I'm wondering if there would be a case. Well, it's got nothing to do with me. All right.
He said it's in the lease that no animals are there.
Well, correct. So the case has been filed in court, and I'm inclined to give some extra time because I don't want to see a contractor hurt or Mr. Spivey hurt, or Mr. McCoy hurt, or anybody else hurt.
Is this a police issue?
Yeah. Well, certainly
for
the animal control.
Dog, you know, animal control.
But that, I mean, that's not our, is that our, something we can consider? Or the
no.
No.
But
no.
I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I know. But we're not here to give advice, so.
Right.
Got Mr. Jackson, what would you like to tell us? But that's my feeling at this point, is that we need to let the legal process get through. I'm not willing to just say, okay, we'll give you to July, but we need to make sure that this gets, you know, followed up on, and once that's done.
Yes, Madam Chair, as well as Mr. Weatherholtz, he has a number of options of things he can consider. I mean, whether it's Animal Control Act or a criminal act or civil. Those are his options. He's dealing with
He's filed an eviction, though.
Yeah. So
Isn't it fair proceedings?
Yes, that's what I was about to say. He's filed an eviction. You know, that's the route he's taken to try and remedy the problems he's having. Those are, you know, whether we agree with the problems or not, the problems where he's filed the legal action, normally we would stay our proceedings for that, at least, you know, as long as he's proceeding it with that in good faith, then we would stay the proceedings. Of course, I'm not asking to delay this till June or July.
Right.
Obviously, if it takes that long through the civil court, then that's what we're left with. But at this point, our request would be an anticipation that maybe we do a progress report on the next meeting, and then with asking for a compliance date, maybe in February. And then we, if that changes, we'll see what kind of progress he has through the January date. One of the things, other questions, I guess I want to clarify and know, and we may have asked this before. I know we brought it up about with Mr. Spivey. He's identifying himself as the
agent.
Right, the registered agent, and I'm just wondering if we have a property owner of interest that's involved in this, or is he also the registered agent and a property owner? I mean, we haven't really had any real input or.
Okay, well, we'll ask him that question.
Who filed that,
okay.
But I mean, just curious.
Defendant Snell 4.
We need to, first of all, we need to go ahead and give him his stay and bring this case back maybe for a progress report in January. Although I'm not sure he's going to get a court date between now and January 3rd.
Right. So, I mean, we could just
make it March.
The answer and notice of deposit was filed December 7th. Yeah. So nothing's been set as of yet.
Oh, so no hearing set.
We just filed an answer December 7th.
So. Maybe bring it back in February, the February meeting. See what's going on. Make sure it's still on track.
February, especially since he has the legal document.
Right. Now, I am going to make note that you were first notified in June of this year. So that's 6 months ago. So I just want that to be clear, that we want something to happen on this property, because nothing's happened on this property since June. Go ahead.
There has been some progress. McCoy noticed the exterior structure that's not there anymore.
Okay.
The rotted wood on most of the exterior, again, has been taken care of.
Okay.
It's we installed the smoke detectors. That's listed on there.
Right.
That has its own issue. Okay. But most of the rotted wood has been repaired.
Okay. So the outside has been taken care of.
Yeah. Progress is being made. But I don't want anyone to get hurt. And we want to comply. We will comply. It's not going anywhere. I can give you an update on the court process in February if that's what you desire. To answer another question,
we need an update. If for some reason you get the eviction, the people are removed, you need to let Mr. McCoy know so you can do an inspection.
Yes, sir, immediately. I want to get him in there.
We need to know in February what's going on, what needs to be done.
Yes, sir, I can provide him that update. If the eviction gets finalized in January, I will get him in there in January.
Good.
As soon as the writ of possession is issued.
All right. So, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until the January cutoff date of 1/31/18 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $150 per day. Yes, the meeting's in February, but the compliance date is
February 8th.
Yeah.
So moved.
31st.
So move.
Second.
All right. Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
I think Mrs. Spivey was about to address this authority. And I just typically, the role of a registered agent is to receive the legal papers and those types of things, but not to represent. So I just want to make sure he has a representative authority.
Yes.
And so that's what I was asking.
Okay, I'm sorry. We didn't get that question answered.
Yep. I'm the registered agent for the company. The owner is currently in Mississippi this week. The owner is my brother. So I'm here speaking as the registered agent of the company.
Okay.
And he's giving you authority.
That's cool.
And I have full authority to handle this, and I do property manage some of the properties.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we have quorum.
We got a quorum.
Go ahead. All right, we're just going to continue. All right, case number 11 is in compliance. Case number 12, CEB11-17-144. Troy Horwittle and Travis Horwittle. Anybody present? All right. That one of them was here last time, but they're not here this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, members of the board, this was one where we had among the issues was this need to get some special windows that had to be ordered. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the windows have been ordered and he would like them into the next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. For him to install those windows. And apparently, Mr. McCoy, is that the only thing that's left?
Okay,
and that's the only thing
and
left.
So it's still unoccupied. So we're just going to amend the previous order.
Yes, okay. That's what he indicates.
Because we had said that, you know, nobody could get in it, right? Is that true?
It's supposed to remain vacant.
It should remain vacant, so it's still vacant?
Yes,
okay.
it still remains vacant.
Okay.
And he's applied for the permit on the 11th.
Good. Okay. Terrific. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until January 3rd, 2018 to commit to compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for a fine of up to... What did we order that? What did we... $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Who made the motion? Mrs. House? Mrs. Himes. All right. Mrs. House made the motion. Mrs. Himes second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Let's move on to page number 5 and case number 17. All the way down the bottom. Good. We're moving through that quickly. CEB 11-17-153, Glenn W. Jones at 117 South Halifax. Mr. Jones here? No? Okay. Well, we'll hear from Mr. Jones. The other Mr. Jones. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson first.
Madam Chair, members of the board, as you indicated, the inspector in this case is Mark Jones. This is before you can position the fine. Mr. Jones reports that the property was before you in need of a rental inspection.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a rental license.
Mm-hmm.
They did have the rental inspection. It did apply as required. They failed the initial inspection. The inspection is not scheduled until January of 2018, and so we're asking to amend to the February cutoff.
Okay.
I turn to Mr. Jones if you have any further questions.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Jones? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until January 31st, 2018 to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Move on to page 6. Number 20, of the others, 18, 19, and compliance. Number 20, CEB 11-17-158, AF 126, South Oleander Residential Trust. Mr. Cloto. How do you say your name? Is that how you say it?
Cloto.
Cloto, okay. Good morning. Welcome back. State your name and address for the record.
Fabrice Cloto, the trustee of 126 South Oleander, at living 126 South Oleander. I do.
Okay, you're here for a progress report today, Mr. Jackson.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the board, I guess we want to hear his progress too. We don't know. What we do know is that the work that has been done without permits, and so it's not any work that we can approve. He set for compliance date of 1-3. Is that something I have to ask the inspector? Inspector is Mark Jones. Is that something he can accomplish at this point?
Well, let Mr. Jones come up and...
Certainly.
Mark
Thank Jones,
you.
Neighborhood Services. I believe trying to get compliance by then, he has not submitted any drawings or an application for permits to the building department. This, of course, is going to take some time to be reviewed. But our concern between Officer Sanders and myself that we've gone by, and there is work being done, siding replaced, trim work being done, and this should be, we should get the permits prior to proceeding with any of this.
Okay.
But to answer your question, I don't see how it's going to be feasible for him to make the January compliance.
Any permits been applied for, did you know?
No, no permits have been applied for.
All right, Mr. Cloto, we'll hear from you. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Yes, I did not realize that to change trims or things like that, I needed a permit.
To do what?
To change trims and you know, repair
rotten
stuff. I needed a permit for that. I believe that it was for big additions or, you know, changing walls.
Is this where you live?
Yes, I'm staying down.
So that is, that's, this is a single family residence?
It's a five unit.
Oh, it's five units.
It's a five unit, legal and with license, yeah, from the city.
Okay. Okay, so you have been in touch with Mr. Jones today, and you know what you need to do?
Yes, we will want to meet next week and review all the details, because some work has been done. The fence has been painted. I'm restoring the window. I'm restoring the house.
Okay.
So there's not much for me to do for restoring panes and windows. So I'm going to see next week. We're going to go item by item. Some electrical, you know, items that were mentioned, like copper plates on switches have been placed there. And then we're going to see what needs permit, what doesn't need permit, what can be. We're going to work on what can be done.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine. All right, so you were just here for a progress report today, and compliance is set for 1/3/18. Is there anything else that we need to? I don't think we need any more motions.
No. I have one more details. To do a window takes about 2 to 2.5 days of restoration. I have 58 of them. That's just the window.
Well, okay.
You know, so.
Well, we're going to leave things as they are, and we'll talk about it next time and see. Where, I mean, you're supposed to be in compliance by the beginning of the year, so we'll see what's going on.
Thank you.
So their deadline is 1/31. Mm-hmm. One. No, date of compliance is 1/3.
1/3. January.
1/3. Yeah. 1/3. Yeah. Okay. All right, now we're going to move on to new cases. I think we're doing pretty well here, so.
Do you have a group here?
A group?
All
right, well, they're here, so.
34.
All right, the Three Oaks Inn, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Case number 34 on page 9, CEB12-17-167, Three Oaks Inn, LLC. Here for compliance or noncompliance. Good morning.
Good morning.
State your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Good morning. Colleen Miles, Land Development Resource Group, 140 South Beach Street, Suite 400, Daytona Beach.
Anyone else
to
the
yes.
Okay.
He's coming. Sorry.
Okay.
And I apologize for having to move up.
Okay.
Good morning. Ed Kearney, 923 North Oleander, Daytona Beach, Florida.
All right, we'll hear from staff and then we'll give you a chance to speak. This should just compliance or non-compliance right now.
Yeah, exactly. Madam Chair, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Jerry Sanders, and Mr. Sanders' report said the property is currently in non-compliance. The general issue is that their permits expired. They have to get permits. And they need part of what they need those permits is an engineering report, I believe that's what I'm seeing here. But in any sense, they're currently in non-compliance. Mr. Sanders is asking for them to be in compliance by next call.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sanders. Well, I'll let Mr. Sanders, if he has anything to say. Go ahead.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, we have applied for a permit. It does require additional things. We did have one structural engineer give us a report on the interior of the structure. Since that time, there is a permit number C1712-035.
And that's the engineering permit?
No. That is for the fascia, the north of the west elevation of the building, the side you see when you drive by.
Okay.
We are proposing to repair all that.
Okay.
And then continue with the other sides, but the violation is only on the front currently. They had some code violations inside on fire and building. I believe those have been resolved, but I don't.
Okay,
think
but they're not on here in any case, right?
Okay. So
we're just considering what's here.
The thing today with the structural contract, I can speak to that, but we are asking for 90 days. Mm-hmm. There's no way for us to.
It looks like a lot of work to me.
It is quite a bit of work. What we're envisioning, Richard Brooksfield was the architect who drew the plans. We have a plan in with Ron Roberts and Glenn Urquhart. We're replacing 107 brand new windows and probably 60 square of hardy plank siding. To that culvert, what we have to do is remove all the lap siding, and then we're doing it on the west fascia, the south fascia, the east fascia, then the north fascia. So there's four phases to the project. The project, I'm going to put three or four men there full time, and it's going to take upwards of 5 to 6 months. Because as soon as we remove that lap siding, then we're going to reveal what we really have to fix behind that lap siding. But it is a six-digit repair. The owner of the property is present here today, and he's made the commitment to the city and to the street to do it right and get it done right. Through that means, we're just waiting on the permit to come back, and we'll start work.
The request would be a progress report to show you, and the pictures would be quite telling by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be willing to come back here together.
Do I have comments?
What's the structural date on that? When was the building?
And how old the building is?
What I was told was in the 1920s, it was a tannery.
Wow.
In 1932, the U.S. Corps of Army Engineers bought it and converted it into a barracks for the construction of the Orange Avenue Bridge.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the barracks, you know, what happened? Someone purchased it and it converted it into a rooming house, which was it was original.
It had
my grandfather did.
Has no historical permitting.
It does. We got the because we're not changing anything structurally, we are repairing all the windows. We have gone to the historic staff. It doesn't require the historic board.
Okay.
But the colors have been approved. It's going to look nicer, and I hate to say it that way, than the Palmetto House across the street, hardy board siding, all new windows, structurally sufficient. So we have gotten approval to do that, and we're not changing anything, the historical integrity of the structure.
Cool.
But until we open it up, we won't know what we're
doing. Right, and what are you going to I'm just curious. What are you going to do with it once you get all this work done?
It's going to be maintained as it is.
Oh.
Maintained as it is. Grandfather's use.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
If I may, and speak with the inspector, we understand the intricacies of what's being expressed. We understand that there probably is a lot more time. We agree to the thought of coming in for a progress report, and in fact, what we're, our thought is to hold the compliance date and wait to make a determination of the compliance date at the point after we when we have this progress report. Our preference is February, if that's realistic. I know they said 90 days. I don't know if we can know enough by the February cutoff or the February meeting. But our preference would be for the February meeting to be brought up to date and to then be able to express a compliance date.
Well, we can get a progress report. I mean,
right. That's all. That's what he's suggesting.
Is that
in February, just give us, and then maybe at that meeting, when you give us your progress report, we can then set a compliance date when you know more where you are. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to require a progress report now when was that?
We just need to find the non-compliance and then order a progress report.
All right. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respond in non-compliance and order a progress report for the February meeting. That's it. Order a progress report.
Second.
And then at that point, order determination of a compliance date. Okay.
Thank you.
We have a motion.
She made a motion. I second it.
All right. Yeah, Mrs. Hines made the motion. Mr. Weatherholt, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good, same to you. Thank you. Okay. All right, now we'll go back to
page six.
Page six.
Where's McCoy?
Are we on case number 21, CEB11-17-150? Mr. Salamano? Respondent present? All right. Good morning. Are you here to testify in this case?
Yes.
Okay, please state your name.
Patricia Taylor with the Real Property Management, is that the time? The property management. Property manager for the property.
Did you say Patricia or Trisha?
Patricia.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your last name?
Taylor.
You raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Thank you. Just make sure you speak into the microphone.
All right. We'll hear from staff first, Mr. Jackson and Mr. McCoy, and then we're just here today to figure out whether you're in compliance or not in compliance. Pretty straightforward.
Yes, that's correct, Madam Chair. This is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspectors, Jerry McCoy, Mr. McCoy, reports that the property is currently in non-compliance. He just got an update from the property manager of the intent, which we'll let her speak to, but his understanding is the intent is now to demolish the property, and I believe that they should be able to obtain a demolition permit and have that done by next cutoff.
Okay.
And so that's the request.
Okay.
Non-compliance next cutoff.
All right. What would you like to tell us? You're going to have you applied for the permit?
Well, he's applying for everything. He's
okay.
In the process of getting everything taken care of. And
okay. All right. Any questions from the board? So there's, anyway, where is this Whitehall? Okay.
Just out of curiosity, how long have you been the property manager?
Probably about 2 months, 3 months now.
3 months.
Yes, he was going to get it. We tried to redo the inside of it, but it's just too much work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes?
Just clarification, I don't know what the term. I'll call you that. I think he has a better term than that. But the supervisor of code has just advised me that he doesn't really believe that this can be accomplished in about in the next 2 weeks. And
mm-hmm.
so he's recommending that we give him until the February cutoff to
okay.
get this. It appears, at least from what's being indicated, the intent is to get on it and get it done.
Okay.
And so as soon as it's done, we'll bring him into compliance.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent to come into compliance by the January 31st, 2018 cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Mr. Weatherholt made the motion. Second, Mrs. Himes, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, we'll move on to case 22. CEB11-17-151, Marquise Williams at 1016 Cadillac Drive. Mr. Williams here? No. Okay. Just compliance or non-compliance?
The inspector in this case, Madam Chair, is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, factual questions, Mr. Jones is available.
Okay. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, would you like me to
Yes, please. Just do it right in order. You call them and we'll hear them.
Okay. I believe number 26 is present.
All right, case number 26, CEB 11-17-161, Rosetta Henderson at 785 Tennessee Street. Good morning. Please state your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
My name is Rosetta Henderson. My address is 6309 Regiment Drive in Jacksonville.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll hear from our staff first, Mr. Jackson and Mr. Jones, and then we'll let you speak, since you came all that way.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or noncompliance. Mm-hmm. And the inspector reports that he spoke with the owner. Pretty much everything still needs to be done. They still need to pull permits and get the mineral license and so forth. He's asking for a finding of noncompliance and for the respondent to be in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay.
And I turn to Mr. Jones if you have any questions.
All right. Is there some, Mr. Jones, please come up. Is there someone living there now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is it a single family house, a duplex? What is it?
Single family.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mrs. Henderson. You can tell us what you'd like to tell us. We're just looking to see whether the work here has been done or not done.
A good deal of it has been done.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Jones and I have discussed that.
Good.
It has not been done.
Okay.
The cutoff date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drag it out or anything, but there was one particular thing that was that we discussed that I was just concerned about.
Uh-huh.
And I do understand that I'm going to need to get a contractor.
Okay.
And I don't really know what it will be by the cutoff, but my concern this morning would be the cutoff time for what Mr. Jones and I discussed, which had to do with my needing to get a contractor it's something that I actually did with my grandson that it was against the rules. I did not know that. And it was a matter of trying to, I didn't know how to fix that, how to fix it. And so I want to just try to work on getting a contractor.
Okay.
For the other things that would have to be done.
Okay.
Because of the list that I got. And I did apply for a rental license. The house was not originally rented.
Okay.
A person had asked that they store things there, and they end up being a resident there. After 15 months or something, actually, could they stay there instead?
Mm-hmm.
And I did allow it.
Mm-hmm.
The cutoff date would be what my concern would be, because I need to get a contractor, and I would need to find one that I would be agreeable with. And I just wanted to know if I could have a date till February as opposed to January. Mm-hmm.
The third. Yeah. Okay.
And then everything else I think will be done.
Okay.
Except now that I have this license, I have paid for these things, that's when it became a rental here.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, because otherwise, originally the house was, no one was living in it.
Okay.
Until the individual that's living there now, it turned into a resident for him.
Okay.
But I'm willing to do whatever it is that I need to do. And
thank
I'm just
you.
Asking for a date that would be.
Right. Okay.
Allow me to get things done.
All right. Any comments from the board? Okay. Anything more from staff?
No, right. Staff has no problems extending it out another month.
Thank you. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and respondent committed to compliance by January 31st, 2018, or be returned to board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Heim. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Next case, please.
33.
All right. Case number 33. If you're here, that would be on page 9. CEB 12-17-166. Mr. Kwiatkowski. Matthew Kwiatkowski. Okay. Please come forward and be sworn in.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Say your name, please.
Matthew Kwiatkowski.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you have provided is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good morning. We're going to let staff speak, and then you'll have your chance.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that the property is currently in noncompliance. He has been in communication with the owner. He believes that a reasonable time for it to come into compliance is next cutoff. So he's asking for noncompliance next cutoff.
Want to add anything, Mr. Sanders?
Yes. I just wanted to add that he is working to get it done.
Okay.
I think it would be a reasonable time to give him the next cutoff.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to tell us anything? You don't have to testify if you don't want to.
There's nothing to tell.
Okay.
I'm accused of being stupid. I try to help my neighbor.
All right, better off not.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay.
Now, when is the next cutoff?
January 3rd.
Boy, it's going to be a good Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll
you'll
it's
do it. You'll
it's
do
almost
it.
Ready
okay.
to be inspected.
You'll do it. I know you'll do it. All right. I mean, it's just... Anything further?
The inspector just, he believes that it can be done by January. He doesn't have a problem if you elect to give him until February. It is a lot of stuff. So,
okay.
Is your neighbor a car lot, or where did all that stuff come from?
My neighbor was evicted. She's been my neighbor for 7 years. And everyone said, don't help her. But she moved all her belongings onto my property to try to sell on Craigslist, whatever, so she could hit. She had no means of support.
Okay.
What was I going to do? I mean,
okay. Well, all right, that's not.
That's neither here nor there.
Now it's become your problem.
Yes, it is a problem. Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm here.
Okay. And I'm glad you came. Thank you for coming.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Does anybody have a problem with extending this to the 31st? Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by January 31st, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. House motion. Mr. Weatherholtz, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have to the end of January to get it done.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right. Now, next case.
35.
Case 35, CEB. On the same page, CEB 12-17-169, Cassandra Lee at 1347 Cadillac Drive. Respondent is here. Come forward, be sworn in, state your name and address for the record. Good morning.
Hi, Anthony Johnson. I'm her mother. I have a notarized letter giving me authority to evict the person that's in there. I put the paperwork in last Friday.
Okay.
And I called.
Okay. Thank you. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you a chance.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in noncompliance. He has no knowledge of any changes at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This did come as a tenant complaint, and he believes it can be resolved by next cutoff, so he's asking for noncompliance next cutoff. And I turn to Ms. Jones if you have any questions.
Mr. Jones, this looks like there's a lot of work to be done here.
I do not know what work has been done since I was in the residence.
Okay.
I mean, the majority is getting the rental application in.
Right.
So we can then go in and do a another inspection, because this was driven by the tenant originally.
Okay. But it...
Is the tenant still in there?
Yes.
All right, wait a minute. We'll get... Is, in your opinion, is this, with all these things, a safe place for a tenant to be?
I believe so, yes. I mean, I can't tell the word...
And no smoke detectors, you know.
You know, I mean, what we require on our property maintenance is smoke detectors, hot water heater that works properly, electrical... outlets that work properly, but I don't know. I can't make that determination whether it's
okay. All right.
Unsafe.
All right. No, I know. It just it looks a little concerning to me. But is your last name Lee, Angela?
No, my last name
Johnson. Johnson, please come forward. What would you like to tell us?
All the work has been done. I just have pictures of it, and I have a witness that when I did all the work, they went behind me and was doing stuff to the job and stuff like that. So I just did a breach of contract because I got cursed out. She threatened me and everything else on the property. So I got pictures and witness. So I'm just, I put the paperwork in last Friday to do this.
Okay.
But the smoke detector was already up there. The last tenant, when they called, they took the smoke detectors down there. He had them all through the house. So the smoke detectors,
they're there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was the work done by, who was the work done by?
By my licensed contractor. Nobody was in the house when I got the work done.
Did you pull a permit on it?
No, It was just, the smoke detector was already up there because the rental license.
That's plumbing, mostly.
Okay, the rental license was already in my name.
35.
And the, I did a quick claim deed to put in my daughter's name. So she just gave me like power attorney to make sure I do the eviction and to... No, renew the realtor licenses.
Okay.
Anything further? Because it's just compliance or non-compliance right now, so...
Nothing further, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliant. Well, before I do that, there is a tenant in there now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the same tenant that was
no,
in there before?
No.
It's a new tenant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Okay.
All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Mrs. House made the motion. Mr. Weatherholtz the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
And ma'am, thank you. She brought a, one of the first that brought in a piece, something that's been notarized that she has the authority to speak for the owner. First one since in 10 years.
Okay.
Or in 2 years, rather.
You know, ask Amy, he'll tell you. Because I don't remember what page it's on. All right, hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. Next case.
38.
All right. On page 10. Case number 38. CEB 12-17-172, Mike Nelson. Good morning. Are you Mr. Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay. State your name and address for the record and be sworn in.
Yeah, I'm Mike Nelson. Address is 843 Loyola Drive. It's Ormond Beach.
Raise your hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you about provided is the truth and the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll hear from staff and then we'll give you a chance to speak, sir.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance. He's had communication with the respondent. He believes that it can be brought into compliance by next cutoff. It is a tenant-occupied property. And so it's the recommendation is non-compliance next cutoff. And I turn to Mr. Jones.
Okay. Anything that you want to add, Mr. Jones? Anybody have questions for Mr. Jones?
No, this was a complaint that was driven by the tenant.
Tenant again.
And that's
okay.
When the inspection was made.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Nelson, what would you like to tell us?
Yeah, this is really a little bit of a strange case, Your Honor. Tenant basically has been using the residential property as a place of prostitution, so I put her under eviction. And once I did that, she vandalized the property, damaged the property, and then called the code enforcement, and they came and they looked at it and said, well, that's...
Well, and all right, now, before we get into all that, there are violations here. Is the roof still leaking?
I'm not aware of it. That roof ever leaked.
The windows work?
I'm not aware. All of them work, as far as I know.
When was the last time you were there?
August the 5th. I inspected the property then.
August the 5th?
That's correct.
Is the tenant still there?
Yes, she's under eviction and she's not moving.
Did you file in the court for that?
Yes.
Okay. You.
She's already in eviction.
Okay. Well, according to Mr. Jones, the inspector, that these violations still exist. They have not been fixed. So what we're doing today is to see whether you are in compliance or you are not in compliance. And that's all we're doing today. We will set a date for compliance.
Well, there are a couple of things I want to mention, Your Honor. I'll watch
you. You may want to wait until the next time. I mean, I don't know. You're welcome to get into it, but for a few minutes. But it's pretty straightforward.
What I'm trying to say is that...
Can we zoom in on that roof? Is there any way to do that? Pictures look pretty clear on that roof that there's an issue. And that was from December 13th.
There is no leak there.
Well, how would you know if you haven't been there?
I've been there on just went up the roof and looked at it. There is nothing there that would say that it can, that there could be any possible leak. I am a hands-on landlord.
All right. According to what we're doing right now is just determining whether this property is in compliance or not in compliance. If you think that the property is in compliance, that next month you can come back and after the inspector has gone back out again, after if you...
Yeah, what I need to say, first I would like to give you a copy of the emails and the letter that we communicated with Mr. Jones. I would like that to be part of the record.
Yes.
And also,
okay.
As long as tenant is there, that place cannot be repaired. And I mentioned this to Mr. Jones before through my email that we need to wait until she's evicted. And then at that time, all
but you've already filed in court for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's she's already in eviction. So we need
where are
to
the do you have the papers for that?
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. So once she's evicted, these sort of problems, if they exist, they're all going to be corrected. Otherwise, I'm not going to be renting it.
Are you evicting her because she didn't pay her rent?
Because
are you evicting her because she didn't pay her rent?
Both for not paying the rent and for violation of the rule.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I filed three cases against her, and any time she just came back to crying and you know, ask for a second chance, and now this is the third eviction case that she has to go.
Well, that's between the two of you.
But what I would like really to say, this is really for just that you represent the city. I mean, there is a loophole in your regulation, there is a loophole in Florida regulation. They have a case, they have a statute that says that if the property has problem, tenant can give the landlord the notice and then not to pay rent. And she knows that. She's professional. So basically, on Florida statute 83.201 allows her to do that. So basically, she has decided to damage the property, not to pay the rent, and also manipulate the code enforcement with the letter. And now she has brought and submitted the letter of the code enforcement to the court. You see what I'm saying? Also, I would like to submit this. When you combine this Florida statute with the way you handle your code enforcement, I mean, landlords are off the creek. There is not much you could do. And this is not the case. Also, she's filing a complaint against me with code enforcement as my tenant. But you know, when she did that, she did file the complaint, already had terminated her lease agreement, and the case was in the court for her eviction.
She didn't really have any standing to sue me. Sir, has she been evicted? What's the status of the court case? She evicted?
Not yet, but she's under eviction right now.
October. When she's supposed
October
to be out.
Was the date it was filed.
She's under eviction, so yes. That means the court ruled that she had to be out?
Yes, court has already ruled date? That she has to be out. And
well, there are further steps then once that's...
But she has appealed.
She has what?
Appealed.
Oh, she's
the ruling
appealed.
Of
okay.
The case. As I say, she's a very professional tenant. But...
Well, we don't make the rental rules in the state. I did notice that she owed you $4,717. However, that is between the two of you. That is not something that we're considering right now. What we're considering right now is this case, is your house in compliance or not in compliance? And according to the testimony from Mr. Jones, the house is not in compliance. And that's what we're considering today. That's it. Whether and we if we decide that it that and we feel there's evidence that it is not in compliance, we will set a compliance date and then you will have the inspector come out again. You will ask him to come out again and he will determine whether the property is in compliance or not in compliance at that time. And then you'll come back next
month.
My
request would be, if you that's the way you operate, then that should be...
This is the rule.
Yeah, that should be when the tenant is evicted, so we can...
Well, when is the tenant going to be evicted?
That's in the hand of the court.
Mm-hmm. That is in the hands of the court.
So there, I do not. I cannot control that.
They want to see what the eviction is.
That's a possibility.
But if he's in court, so he can't get there. We need to get that. You need to go in that building and inform him and check it out. Any violations?
Well, these are. I guess these aren't outside. They're not all outside violations.
They're outside.
All right.
I would like to just, for example, one of the violations of the code there is this. Mr. Jones has gone there and has seen that these knobs are not on the fixtures. But what they are not there? You see, this is the mechanism that holds this knob to the stem, to mm-hmm. the
yes, it's
valve.
Right.
If you look at this one, you see, with a metal grinder, they have destroyed that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Then it needs to be fixed. That, yes, but that is between the two of you. The fact is that it is destroyed. So we're going to stop this right now and move forward. And because this case is in court, although I don't see the appeal. Is the appeal in there? I didn't notice that.
Yes, there is an
appeal. She filed an appeal. Okay, there. Okay, so she objected. Since it's in the court, the chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting. Which is 1/11/18, and that's what we're going to do. Just is that anything else I need to add to that?
You said 1/11. She will not be off by then.
Well, we're asking you to come back and tell us what's going on 1/11/18. We're not going to just let this sit here.
I know about
it.
I mean, all the
well there. We're asking.
Can you make it a little bit longer so we don't be coming here
no.
frequently?
I don't know. We haven't. I mean, we haven't voted on this yet. So let us vote on this for a progress report on the 3rd of on the 11th of January. I'm done. I'm done. On 1/11/18. We'll need to know what you've done to fix the outside violations, the inside violations, and where it is in the court.
That's
ordered. I just, we're done. I'll have you removed if you're not quiet. So just be quiet, please. All right. We have a motion on the floor to order a progress report. And we have a second from Mrs. Himes. Or Mrs. Himes made the motion?
And we don't need to find a noncompliance?
Yes, we found a noncompliance in order of progress report for the January meeting. Mrs. Himes made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll see you next month. Do we? No. We have. I don't
Number,
think we have many cases
39.
Left to do. Do you want to take this?
I'll go chair. I can go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it on the resume.
All right. We're going to do case number 39 right now on page 10. I think we can get through this within the next 15 minutes, probably all the rest. CEB 12-17-173, Samuel and Patricia White.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, case number 39?
Yes.
Okay. 12-17-173, Sam and Patricia White, are they here? Someone's here. Come forward. I'm sorry, I heard a telephone go off.
Say your name, please, sir.
Samuel White.
Okay, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. All right, we will hear from Code First, sir. We're just here to determine whether things are fixed or not fixed. That's it. Compliance or noncompliance as of this date. So you'll just wait 1 second, then we'll let you talk.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in noncompliance, and he's asking for next call for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay.
And I've turned to Mr. Jones to get any other.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Jones? All right. Mr. White, what would you like to tell us?
Well, most of it has been, I don't even know what, no, exactly what all he's talking about. The trailers, I can move.
Okay.
The car, I didn't know I had a lien on it, and I can't get a title for it. So I got to contact the person that got the lien on the car in order to get it moved.
Okay.
And but when they come out, they leave stuff on the door and start knocking on the door and telling me exactly what needs to be done.
Okay.
And like I said, he left a note on the wall And like I said, I have no idea what all he has to be done.
Okay.
Because he never said nothing. I never saw him. And like I said, he done been out there a couple of times. And like I said, I never had talked with him. And like I said, he hasn't told me exactly what needed to be done.
Okay.
Was there a phone number on that notice?
No, it wasn't.
There was no phone number?
Nope.
You don't have a copy of the notice, perhaps, with you? And there's no phone number on that page. Could I see it, please?
All right.
Mr. Arrington, that's the notice of hearing. That's not the notice that will be put on the property from the inspector.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there normally a phone number on that, sir?
Yes. There
okay.
Is.
Okay. Mr. Jones, would you come back up here for a second? Well, I'm sure you'd be more than willing to tell Mr. White what he needs to do to fix this, correct? But these things have not been cleared up yet.
Correct. Okay. And there was a notice, a violation sent, certified mail, mm-hmm. that was not accepted. Mm-hmm. It was then posted on the residence, and it was detailed just as of all the items that mm-hmm. were in violation with the code. And then it was generated for the hearing. Again, it must have come back. I presume it was ended up being posted on the door.
Okay.
So, and I had not had any communication with them.
That's the only notice that I got.
Okay, but that's all. That's all you need. And it says that this notice was first posted in September.
I was having a lot of issues then.
Okay.
I had surgery and I couldn't
do
nothing.
All right. Okay. But right now, what we're doing is just asking you to get this done, okay? Finish what needs to be done. Mr. Jones is here right now. I'm sure he'd be willing to talk to you so you know exactly what you need to do to come into compliance. But all we're doing right now is finding that you're, or perhaps we'll find that you're not in compliance and say that you have to come into compliance in January. Okay? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order the respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have till January to get all the stuff squared away, and there's Mr. Jones right there, and I'm sure he'd be happy.
Well, you say January 3rd?
That's what it, yeah. The meeting date's the 11th. Well, you just need to talk to him about it.
I got to go to a funeral this week, and I'll be gone at least a week, so I don't know exactly. And I got to go to Chicago, so it's going to take me a little time, and I don't know if I'd be able to finish everything needed to be done by the 3rd.
Did we vote on this?
Yeah. We did, but it was, you were notified in September, were you not?
Yeah, but I was, like I said, in September I had surgery, and I couldn't do anything for 6 to 8 weeks. So
that would take you through October, and then you had November. And I think that it's fair. I think that you're okay right now, and these things are not going to require a tremendous amount of time.
Well, like I said, I didn't know all what he was talking about. I had no idea what.
Okay, he's here now, and I'm sure he'd be willing to help you to know exactly what needs to be done to come into compliance.
Yeah, most of these things seem rather simple. You drive the trailer off the property and cut the weeds and get rid of the trash. That's all you got.
Madam Chair, he possibly may not have enough time. I don't know. But what we do know is that if he makes good faith progress, when we come back in January,
correct.
We'll acknowledge that and make sure that's known to the board.
Yes.
If he's working on it, and he's working on it in good faith.
All right. Well, we've already voted on this, so we'll see you next month, sir. Next case, please. Are we?
Number 40.
Number 40, that's Mr. Jones, too. Alonzo and Lorther Beatty? Beatty? Okay. They're coming. Okay. There again, this is compliance or non-compliance? No, she's not going to testify. Okay.
I'm going to use the other mic.
Stay right there. You're good. He's going to use his other mic right from there. It's fine.
So you can stay right where you are. You don't have to move up and down and all of that. You're fine.
Sit down.
Okay. Sit down. You can sit down.
Oh,
that's fine.
Okay. That works great. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones, and Mr. Jones reports that the property is currently in non-compliance, but he acknowledges that the respondent has made a whole lot of progress, and he believes that he can have it in compliance by next cutoff. So they have been working on it, and he believes that it can be in compliance by next cutoff.
Terrific. Okay, Mr. Beatty, do you want to say anything? You don't have to.
No, it's okay.
You said
no. No. Okay. Okay. All right, so what we're doing is giving you what we're going to vote on is to give you till the beginning of the year to get this all finished and then come back here and hope that it's all finished and Mr. Jones says he thinks you can do it.
Are you saying you don't understand? Oh, you don't understand what she's saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. The chair is telling you is that she's going to give you time to get it finished. She was told that you're working on it, and she's going to give you till January 3rd to get it finished. Is that enough time to get it done? The cleanup of the outside of the property, the stuff that they have up in the pictures.
Maybe if we speak to the daughter, we'll set it.
Yeah, are you his daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you come up and be sworn in? You have to be sworn in to talk. So then we can talk to you, and you can help us get, you know.
And just so I can assist the court, board as well, the inspector indicates that the daughter is actually one that seems to be making the progress and getting this done.
Okay.
So I think she is the one that we want to speak to and determine what she can do and how soon
right.
it can be done.
Go ahead.
Rosetta, come on.
Yes. Okay, what can you tell us? Who's doing the work? That's one of my...
My only sister got in control, but she's not here.
Oh, that's okay.
And he don't understand what y'all saying and need to be clear.
That's fine.
And we're trying to tell him that trail and all this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And all this got to go.
Right.
But he said they took pictures only on one side. They took pictures of the whole yard.
Right.
They did so much work on the back and on the side.
Right.
But he still got most of them.
Okay, but he has someone that can do it for him.
Yeah,
okay. All right. That's... Okay. All right.
Yeah, and the And they've communicated to the inspector. Right. We're having a challenge with him still bringing stuff in. So that's something that we'll work through as we get this thing resolved.
Okay.
One of the best neighbors.
All right. Okay. Really. All right. So we'll just the outside just needs to be cleaned. That's all we're asking for, and we can probably get the rest of it done because some's been done by the 3rd of January. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Heim, second, Mr. Weatherholt?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have till January to get this done, and you know, I hope that he understands. All right. Now, any more people here?
Not that I'm aware
of. All right, so now we're going back to...
It's seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Cover the page.
23.
Case. Okay. All right, it's almost 11:05 minutes. We'll get through these. Case number 23, CEB11-17-152, Russell and Jay and Peter Morgan.
This is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. He reports the property is in noncompliance. Did have a rental inspection done and it did not pass. The rental inspection was rescheduled for late December. So we're asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay. Any questions? All right, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Case number 24, CEB11-17-154, James Jackson and Jacqueline Jackson. At 811 Harrington Street.
The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property is in noncompliance and is asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. This is a situation where there's no permit for building a handicap ramp, and so it can be resolved by next cutoff.
Okay. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Weatherholt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 25, CEB11-17-159, Angelo Pagan. It's site, okay, at 545 Spruce.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in noncompliance. The RV has been moved. However, there's still no water for the residential use. And so it remains in noncompliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Did I explain that no water for the house?
I'll look to Mr. Jones to come and explain
this. If the RV's been moved, they don't need water.
No, it's for the residents. They have no water service to the property.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that a single-family rented property?
Yes, it's a single-family home. They say they are not renting it, but it is being lived in.
Okay.
But not by Angelo Pagan.
No, he is not living in it.
Okay.
He was before us last month.
Yeah, I thought I remembered his name.
For the house across the street.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, not here now. Okay, well, we'll see what happens next month. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. And let's see where we're going now. 28, 29, and 30. Yeah?
Yep.
Let's see, we have 28, 29, 30, 36, and 37, and that's it?
32.
And 32. All right, let's do 28. CEB 12-17-161. 831 North Oleander, Lori Harrell. Ah, okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. Inspector Tom Klick, Mr. Klick reports that the property was in noncompliance at the time that he was cited. It's since been brought into compliance, but he's asking for a finding for a repeat violation fees.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent previously in noncompliance but currently in compliance, and for a future violation to be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per occurrence. In case be dismissed, do I need to add that?
No.
Okay. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 29. CEB 12-17-162, John Clark at 559 North Beach.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a case that was inspected by Mr. Sanders, Jerry Sanders, and Mr. Sanders reports that the property is in noncompliance, and he's asking for a next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
Okay. You want to add anything, Mr.
Well,
Sanders?
He's had communications with the owner. That he's had been in communication.
Okay. Oh, I know. 559 North Beach. Okay.
That's a commercial property there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I had communication last week with the property owner. They have started taking the weeds out, and they're going to get rid of the limos. He had heart surgery. That's why he hasn't contacted me back. So he's got some health issues going on, but he's willing to fix the problem.
Okay.
Any other questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance in order for the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. House, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 30, CEB 12-17-163, Stamenko and Dusanka Angelov. At 115 South Grandview.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspectors, Jerry Sanders, Mr. Sanders, indicated that he has an update for me as well as for the board regarding this, so I'll ask Mr. Sanders to come.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you. Did an inspection yesterday afternoon for all the code violations. Except for a couple, like just minor stuff, he was installing fire alarms and everything. He is in compliance as of right now. What's holding him up from being fully in compliance is a rental inspection.
Okay.
So I have a rental inspection on the 19th, and he will be fully in compliance.
Good.
So next
cutoff will work, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or a respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. There's such a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second?
Second.
Okay. You did second? All right. Well, I didn't hear you. All right. So I'll have a second from Mrs. Hines. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 32.
Madam Chip.
Yes. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you wanted to announce the case.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Case number 32, CEB 12-17-165, Marie Squillante at 725 East International Speedway.
I've gone a little bit there.
That's okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. And Mr. Sanders is reporting that the property was in non-compliance at the time it was cited. It's currently in compliance, and he's asking for an order for repeat violation. So we'll find out.
Okay. Any questions? So graffiti, so, okay, trash, debris in lot, failure to obtain. Is that where we are? Failure to obtain BTR, right?
Correct.
Yes, Madam Chair. He says the application for the BTR is
so it's obtained.
Okay, we're satisfied it's obtained.
Okay, it's been paid.
Is that beachside?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's coming right up to A1A and the left hand side as you're going east.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So a will fight. Okay. So you're asking for
was it non-compliant?
Okay, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent previously in non-compliance but currently in compliance, and for any future violation be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $5,000 per day in case be dismissed. Is there such a motion?
Some.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Second.
Second,
Mrs. House, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, now.
36.
Oh, I put my stuff away.
CEB 12-17-170, Stemler Properties at 1220 Imperial Drive. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property is in non-compliance as it relates to the rental license. They have applied for the license, and they're awaiting their inspection. So we're asking that you give them the next cutoff to come into compliance.
All right. Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order for respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mrs. Hines. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 37.
Madam Chair. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm just taking notes here. All right, CEB 12-17-171, C. Williamson and Delphine Williamson at 226 Lockhart Street. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance, and it's a similar situation as the prior case. The principal issue is the rental license. It's been applied for. It's awaiting the inspection, and so we're asking for non-compliance next cutoff.
Okay. Our last case. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order for the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 3rd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mr. Weatherholt.
Second.
Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sign opposed. Motion carries. That concludes our regular agenda. Do we have any?
Maybe we need to do an organizational meeting next month. The two officers.
Do we want to wait until we get all the appointments done? Because appointments have not been done.
Our
terms were up in August. We haven't gotten reappointed yet. So I think we should wait until
when is that going to go on the commission agenda?
It was? Oh, mine was August, I think, and I'm not aware that. Well, check into it. I know. Check into it. They may have agenda for the next time.
We need to have an organizational meeting anyway.
Yeah.
And elections.
Well, I don't know how we can do that if we don't know who's going to be on the board.
You serve until somebody replaces you. So you're on the board.
True.
You're on the board.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that they had a lot of applicants.
Yeah, it's not exactly.
Well, there were applicants, actually.
Oh, were there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Betty Goodman.
It's going to require a vote of the commission, more further than we, re-up these people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ready to get the knock on doors.
I've been there, done that.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
It's good timing today.
All right, we got it done. All right.
We have a wrap.
Adjourned.